your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Welcome to The Warrior Within. The topic today is survival. With me, my co-host, Brandy Jackson, and my good friend, Marty Gallagher. How is everybody today?
Great.
You're surviving well?
Of course.
How are you doing there in Pennsylvania, Marty?
Oh, I'm doing super, Ori. Actually, I'm sitting out here on my back porch. I'm cleaning my Beretta 9mm. You'll be happy to know that I'm not drinking, and I'm not bitter.
That sounds very good. I was expecting you to clean a bigger gun than a Beretta, but I like the Beretta.
Well, I worked in my double barrel.
Let me tell you, Beretta is a wonderful gun. It feels very good when it's just stuck to the back of your pants.
Yeah, that's the one we take when we go to Walmart.
Well, you know, it's all coming down to survival.
Exactly.
You've got to take care of yourself.
That's why I thought it might be an appropriate topic to bring up today, since the topic was survival.
Oh, we're going to talk about guns, believe me. But in another episode, that's another aspect of survival. In fact, I'm planning to do one of the, if not the next show, the one of the upcoming shows about training and survival. I would like to talk about survival because the topic is unclear. We mentioned it a few times. It's the most important topic of our life. It's not a topic. This is, the term survival is unequivocally the most important thing that we have. Without survival, obviously, we are dead. So the skill to survive is a critical knowledge that everybody should have. Today the subject is nutrition and survival. I would like to throw some, not ideas, I want to throw some specs and facts. We were taught that if we eat vegetable fruits, okay, enough servings, and we take vitamins, we're going to be fine. If we follow the food pyramid, we're going to be fine. And millions of people are trying to do it. They buy vitamins. They eat. They close their nose. They eat the vegetables that they don't like. And they are, in spite of everything, they're not surviving well. We have an amazing rate of obesity, cancer, cardiovascular disease. And it's not just because people do not take vitamins. In fact, people today take more vitamins than ever. And people now are aware of the fact that they need to eat vegetables. Marty, I go to the gym and I see these people who have even sport-oriented mentality. And they look the same every day. The vast majority of them are out of shape. So they also exercise and they eat vegetables and they eat the protein that they were told is good for them. And they take vitamins and they still don't look good.
They never change.
They never change. But here's what I'm trying to raise. The look and the how fat you are from your food is a very critical element of survival. If what you do make you fat, something is wrong, it doesn't matter where you shop. You can shop in Whole Foods, you can shop the most organic food, the cleanest food. If what you eat make you fat, you are screwed, okay?
Well,
your survival is being threatened.
How do they determine that, Ori? What's the key?
That's exactly what we need to discuss. First of all, you need to notice that if your diet make you fat and you struggle with your weight, and it doesn't matter what you do, you keep going and you carry this flabby belly fat, something is wrong. That, first of all, you need to recognize. The second thing that you need to do is evaluate what's the component of your diet that could have made it. We talked before about one element that could go very wrong. It's food combination. It doesn't matter how organic and clean your food is. You combine it wrongly, you would suffer.
Give us some bad food combinations, Ori.
Bad food combination are the following: any combinations that cause high glycemic meal will be a bad combination. For instance, very good food like nuts, you combine it with grains, even whole grain, you will suffer the consequences.
No, date nut bread.
You do not combine nuts and bread, correct. It could be the best bread in the world. It could be the best nuts in the world, okay? But you don't combine these two fuels together. They're supposed to be separate because nuts are supposed to come in a low glycemic environment to your body. If you eat it low glycemic, they're very rich in fat, obviously. Mm-hmm. Your body will be easily be able to utilize it. You start to combine it with grain, you jump high, you spike the glycemic index high, you will suffer the consequences. Other, for example, is alcohol and sugar or alcohol and grain. Alcohol and grain will never agree with you, okay? It doesn't matter what you see around you and how, you would suffer. Now, you may not suffer immediately, but if you continue the habit, eventually you're going to lose your insulin sensitivity, and when that happens, everything goes down. Now,
you've got to get off those pina coladas, too.
You've got to get off the pina colada, the margarita, the liquors, everything that combines sugar and alcohol will be wrong. So what is good? Let's ask, what's good? What's the best food for survival? Here's the thing. Let's start with colors. We talked about it before. If your meal contains the following three colors, you are fine. You are actually perfect. Green, red, and orange.
Yep.
Green, red, and orange. These are the sign of nutrients that you cannot buy in GNC.
All right, Gori. So, for example, if you're making a fiber carb stovetop meal, maybe a little bit of olive oil, carrots, red pepper, green pepper, or spinach, for example, this would work, right? This would be optimal.
This would be a wonderful meal. Just make sure that you also eat some green raw vegetables because green, the best thing, a way to ingest chlorophyll is in its raw state.
So have a salad on the side.
Exactly. Perfect. The opposite happened with the red and the orange. Listen to me. Yes, raw carrots are good for you, and carrot good juice are good for you. And you can eat tomato. It's great on a salad. But the nutritional impact of red and orange will be way, way higher if you cook them.
So if you cook them?
Yes.
Ah, interesting. Why is that?
Because the red and the orange are a presence of vitamin A. And this vitamin A, in this case, appear in a form implanted in the form of carotene. Now, the carotene are fat-soluble molecule, it's called terpenoid, which are twisted naturally in the raw taste, twisted into a form which is called cis, which is not bioavailable. So in a form which is called trans, which is not that bioavailable. When you cook them, they twist back, okay? They twist back to a form which is called cis. And the cis form is very, very available to the body. In fact, some people say 200 times more available. So a cooked carrot in a meal, in a stew, okay, or in tomato sauce will be extremely nourishing. The research on these colors, the combination of green, red, and orange.
Ori, can I interject for just a
sure.
second? Here's a tip that you folks out in the audience might benefit by. If you go to your local kitchen supply store or even to the Walmart, you can purchase something they call a mandolin. It's a slicer.
Yep.
Okay. Now, for example, this morning after I came back from my savage weight workout, I made myself an omelet, took a little bit of olive oil, I ran my carrots through the mandolin, making them paper thin. To that, I added some red pepper and green pepper, okay? Cooked it up with a little bit of mandolin, put my whole organic eggs in there, and was ready probably inside of 10 minutes.
That sounds like an amazing recovery. That sounds like a fantastic recovery.
That's the perfect thing for gun cleaning.
And it tastes good. I'm sure it tastes good.
You betcha, buddy.
The thing is,
since I had a dozen eggs.
What you describe now is a perfect survival meal. Perfect. It has all the elements. Good source of protein, good colors, It wasn't even main meal, but nonetheless, it cannot fail to nourish you.
Plus, I had a little bit of goat cheese.
Goat cheese is also very good. It's extremely, actually, good.
Delicious.
Especially, but don't go for the, actually, you cannot fight today light. I think the goat cheese manufacturers are one of the only ones who did not reduce themselves to produce skinny goat milk or lean or slim goat milk.
No. This is artesian goat cheese purchased from a local farmer.
The best way to go, Marty, that's how our ancestor used to live. And that's lead me to another subject. Look, Marty or Brandy, have you ever worn about your parents who never probably took any vitamins? They didn't take any supplements. We saw amazingly strong people about 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 80 years ago, people who managed to be in an incredible shape, physically and mentally, who never took a pill in their life, okay? What the hell is going on? And today people take so many pills.
Well, my understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that, you know, one of the reasons is because the soil is so depleted. I mean, we're not, you know, the food that we're eating now does not have all the vital nutrients and so forth that we need, which brings me to the next point, is that there's so many supplements on the market. How does one go out and determine what is a good product and what is bad?
Here is my answer for this. There are two kinds of supplements. There are the synthetic one and the one which are naturally occurring from food. You would say, okay, synthetic are bad. Let's go for the naturally occurring from food because they are more viable. And I would say 90% you're correct with this assumption, but not always. Here's the thing. On the synthetic one, there are two kinds of synthetic, the generic and the bioactive. I want you to listen carefully. Let me give you an example of B vitamins. B vitamins, we discussed it before, they have one and one function only in the body, but it's critical. They serve as cofactor in production of energy. Okay? Mm-hmm. Some B vitamins, the most important B vitamins, the B1, B2, B6, B5, are seriously involved in energy production. They have many, many functions in that case, in every biological process in the body, from production of brain neurotransmitter to production of energy to digestion, etc., ability to handle stress, everything involved production of B vitamin, interference of B vitamin. But let me explain to you now how it's coming to our subject in survival. The synthetic B vitamins and the bioactive B vitamins, in this case, both, let's say, synthetic, have very similar structure. In fact, for the novice or the layman, they won't know the difference. But the only way that I compare between the two of them is the composition of a stone and a bread. If I shall show you the label of a stone, you'll be impressed. You will think it's the most nutrition, mineral-rich, nutrient-rich substance you ever put in your body. More impressive may even be that bread. They have a very similar nutritional composition, a stone and a bread. The only difference is simple. A bread is edible and a stone is not. And the same thing with synthetic vitamin. They are very stable molecule. Many of them actually are produced from petroleum. Many of them are not. But they are stable molecule, and the body, listen to this rule, cannot handle stable molecules. The body needs to handle only unstable molecule in order to be able to release energy. So when you take a B vitamin, which is stable, which is not bioactive, the body needs to bioactivate it, and it loses critical compounds like methyl group or phosphates. Actually, that deplates the liver. That can cause a serious damage. For example, more than 200 milligrams of B6 can cause cirrhosis of the liver over time. So somebody go to GNC or other generic stores in pharmacies, and they buy these cheap generic vitamins, which actually rob the body from essential nutrients. The body somehow can use some of them, but they cause high level of toxicity, and they have failed by every research to provide serious benefits to people who take them.
So, well, on that note, hold on, guys. I'm sorry. We're already, like, past where we're supposed to go to break, so we're going to take a break right now while we have a gap, and then we'll come back and finish this after the break. You've been listening to The Warrior Within. Please join us after the break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com. Let's face it, hormones happen. Whether you are male or female, hormones have an impact on your overall well-being. Dr. Hart brings to the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel timely topics that answer your lifelong questions about hormones in men, women, and teens. Tune in to Optimal Wellness every Monday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Optimal Wellness. Live life well. Live life long. Live life to the fullest.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Well, back to the subject that we discussed previously. So I was explaining about the difference between synthetic and synthetic. Some of them are hard vitamins, generic cheap. The body regards them as stones, desperately try to activate them or throw them out, put a lot of stress on the liver. On the other hand, there are other synthetic vitamins, again, not ideal, but these are more expensive. They've been specially designed to give you the most bioactive form, for example, B6 instead of pyridoxine, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It carries a phosphate inside the molecule, which make it unstable and ready to go and release it. That's a fresh baked bread. Mm-hmm. The B5 also need to be bioactive. Pantothene is the highest source, the highest bioactive form of B5. All these play critical role.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
From what I'm gathering from this, would it be better to not take vitamins than to take bad vitamins?
Absolutely. There is no point of taking bad vitamins. It's just an illusion. if you have a psychological problem, go and do your research, find yourself a nice shrink, and get over with this. But don't take bad vitamin just to take away the guilt from your bad lifestyle.
But see, the point I think, too, we want to make is that it's not only does it not do your body any good, it actually can cause harm. That's the main thing. It's not just that it's not affecting you. It is potentially affecting you.
But I want to move forward. I want to be brief here. There's also those who try to connect to the universe. They say that they derive vitamin from food, but many of them mislead you. Hey, I can take a chicken soup, dry it in a dryer, put it in a pill, and tell you it's all derived from food and analyze. And you say, okay, you know, there's a macrobiotics, whatever, amount, homeopathic amount of vitamins, and it's, don't fall to the trap. If you, male or woman, if you're physically active or under stress, you need decent amount of vitamin to supplement for the lack of the vitamin that you have in the food today. So you really want to find a good source. You don't want to go to either of these extremes, homeopathic vitamins or totally generic synthetic. Both of them will fail to provide you. You really need to find something which is viable, makes sense, and natural.
Well, Ori, you will never plug your own products because that's the way you are. But I'm going to tell these people right now that the Warrior Diet vitamins are among the best that you're going to find on the market. The Warrior Essentials, the C, the Esterol, the Warrior Rice Powder. Can you tell us just a little bit, Ori, about why it was that you picked these particular combinations?
The Warrior Essential basically was a hard work of a couple of years to design something which is very highly bioactive. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of bioactive extracts of vitamins and food-based antioxidant together in a form that give you, cover your bases. All the minerals are chelated to amino acid in the most bioactive form too, so we cover the minerals. Our other line of herbs, cleaning herbs, or the vitamin C is the best in the world. These are 100% natural, 200 times more potent than regular vitamin C, and also include all the nutritional cofactors, which bioflavonoids, ellagic acid. By the way, ellagic acid have shown to be one of the most potent anti-cancer compound ever that people can take. So when you take our line of vitamin, at least you get a serious impact, particularly if you're an active individual, okay? You really cover your bases. But saying on that, not even our vitamins are good enough if you think that you can abuse your diet.
Right.
I would like to explain some things here that we discussed before, Marty. There are things that vitamin cannot provide you. For example, it is stupid to take lycopene from tomato in a form of a vitamin. Hey, it's almost like taking a bread in a form of a vitamin.
Right.
Do you really want to swallow a capsule of your bread? It doesn't make sense. So all the greens, all the reds, all the yellows, you should eat them. I know you go to Whole Foods and the other health food store, you find massive amount of product, green powders, green shake. Did you see this green allergy? Carrot peels, carrot seed. Skip that crap. Eat the food. Get the green, red, and orange from your food.
Well, there's a reason where they call them supplements. They're meant to supplement, not
correct.
To replace.
Very, very, very correct.
Okay. One thing that Ori mentioned to me in one of our previous conversations, that if you use supplements correctly, they can add 10% to 20% to your overall effort. Well, when you think about that, that's huge. So if you have a base where you're eating correctly, you're eating the right foods, you're eating at the right times, then you supplement with potent supplements, not the trash supplements that you're getting on sale, two for the price of one, at the local mall health food store, then all of a sudden you've got the complete package.
Thank you. That's very correct. But again, I want to put things in proportion. On the last 3 years, there is emerging research about the combination, the effect of the combined nutrients. There is more and more evidence that one, there is no miracle nutrients, then one nutrient alone will not solve a problem. That you can take B12, People take suddenly mega dose of enzymes. They think that this is going to kill viruses and cancer. People take sometimes just vitamin C. They think the vitamin C will save them, you know. People take this or that. They come with all these weird juices. It's all coming from South America with an exotic story with zero proof behind it.
Or Africa.
Yeah, noni and all this crap, you know, mangosteen and all this. And they do this pyramid marketing. All the poor suckers, the poor innocent people start to spend their money.
Everybody wants a magic bullet for it.
Yes, they
yes.
do.
There is no benefit. The only managed magic bullet is that your first of all, your diet will be proper. If you're physically active, you should have good protein coming to your body, like the omelet that Marty did. And if you don't have an access to a place where you can clean your gun and make your omelet, okay?
And not be bitter.
And not be bitter, then I recommend you to take a good look about the protein choices that you have, okay? Because today, our food is not adequate. Most of the protein products that you buy today, we talked about before, are not adequate. For that matter, we produce, I believe, the best in the world today, protein shake, which is made from chemical-free, perfect blend of protein and nutritional cofactor. Remember, I talked about blending. We are the only shake in the world that add your rice germ inside the shake in massive amount, and this is not a cheap ingredient, to give you all the natural. Rice bran is a powerhouse source of vitamin A, vitamin E, tocotrienes, all the tocotrienes, all the B vitamins, and plant sterols. So when you get the massive amount of protein coming from the highest source of whey concentrate, okay, guaranteed with a high amino score together with vitamin A or the B vitamins that help with the utilization and energy production, and the rest of the stuff that I mentioned, you would nourish yourself and you would also feel it on the taste.
And you don't have to cook it.
And you don't need to cook it.
Yeah. And that's important in this day and age. You can't always be in a position to get a meal. So if you have some potent nutritional supplements like Warrior Whey on hand or the Warrior Bars on hand, if you got to grab and go, you can do it. If you got to keep it in your office desk drawer, there it is. It's always ready. You always have some powerful nutrition at your fingertips.
Thank you, Marty. But even if you don't use our product, remember, don't fall to the trap of getting cheap stuff just because the label told you that that's what you need.
We'll be back after these messages. Thanks for listening. You're listening to The Warrior Within.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, so back to the show here. And if you open the newspaper today, or Time Magazine or anything, you don't see the following title: dangers, radiation, danger, chemical, they're killing you. Quite honestly, you're not going to see that. And quite honestly, it's more dangerous than even terrorist attack on us, because it takes us. Every house, unfortunately, virtually every house, have a casualty. I mean, and if it doesn't happen right now, it can happen very soon. There are two dangers that threaten our Western world and maybe the whole world. Number one, radiation. Number two, chemical pollution. We talked about chemical pollution a few times before, but let's talk a few words about radiation. Here's the problem with radiation. You don't see it. And most people, if they don't see it, and if they don't read about it in the newspaper, they don't think it exists, but it does exist. The world today is more radiated than ever, partly because of nuclear testing and everything, and partly because of the material that we use, okay? We use a lot of radioactive material unknowingly that penetrate the environment. Now, there's an ever-growing rate of cancer which is causing due to radiation. For example, one of the highest percentage of thyroid cancer, if you heard about thyroid cancer, is because of a radiation effect. Now, what is happening here and how can we defend ourselves? The defense, the most important defense, besides staying away from radioactive material and unnecessary rentgen, is minerals. Minerals is the key for your protection against radiation. They are also very good herbs, okay? But minerals is your first defense. Here's what happened. Radiation involve the presence of radioactive minerals. And radioactive minerals, when they penetrate your body, they harm your body all the time. But when it penetrates the body, and the body is deficient in one of the minerals, they will land at the same tissue that the good minerals were supposed to be. They will land there and can cause total damage and even death. That's what happened. That's how people get cancer of the thyroid, because a deficiency of iodine, when it happens, can cause radioactive iodine to place itself on the thyroid gland and cause a cancer. And there could be that similar effects are happening in other areas of the body. You have to cover your bases. It's not even a question. So, yes, food have minerals. Some food have more than others. Great source of minerals are plants. But guess what? We talk about survival. An active individual in the summer is here, okay? Train. Marty, you train there in the morning.
Indeed.
In 1 to 2 hours, you can lose huge percentage of your mineral pool in the body. If you don't find a way to replenish it, you can put yourself after a few days on a chronic deprivation and put yourself on a risk. It's not a joke.
No, no. It's like those guys in the old eco challenge. They'd go day after day after day, and they were all dropping over from various physical maladies as a result of this prolonged physical exertion all day long.
Very correct. And that's the first thing that goes is mineral. You sweat them out, you pee them out, you basically lose them. So you want to make sure you got a very good mineral supplementation on the top of your food. This is critical, especially today. Another way to do it, we'll talk about some other time, is through good salt. The salt that we use today is depleted of minerals.
What kind of salt should we be purchasing?
I think that the rock salts are the best. Any rock salt or Himalayan salt could be a very good choice.
How about sea salt?
Sea salt is not a good choice.
All right. How about kosher salt?
Kosher salt is not a good choice. And the reason is simple. This salt, the sea salt, simply think about it, Marty, the highest source of contamination is reaching the sea. That's where all the petroleum coming from and floating in, okay? And the sea today is full of plastics, and now which is broken to small compound, which is leaking into the biological system, into the ecological system. Salt is like a sponge. Well, salt chelates. It sucks toxin. It can bound to toxin, and that's the good news in the body, but it's also a bad news in the sea. You take this salt, which is, in my opinion, most likely very bounded already, and then they dry. Hey, they sun-dry it, Marty. They sun-dry this shit, okay? They sun-dry it, and then they say it's hand-picked. And now you take this and eat it because it sounds so good. I would doubt if sea salt is good. I would doubt it, okay? Unless you have some kind of a guarantee that it went through purification, or something, it could be, I would be very careful. The best sources of salt are rock salt. They are pristine. They never touch. They are derived from deep mines under the mountains where the water was pristine, out of pollution. They have different color than white. The color is the color of minerals. In fact, a good salt could be a good source of copper and iron and potassium and trace mineral, molybdenum, everything that you need. So you live today in a world which offer you isolated compound. What we call salt is actually sodium chloride, which is like white sugar, highly toxic to the body if it's not balanced with other minerals. Okay? Let's move forward. So we talk about protection from radiation. Another way to protect from radiation are herbs. Certain kind of herbs, the one that we use in our detox kit, have shown again and again to you to be great protectors against radiation. Some of them have been used traditionally. Now, if you take the right herbs or not, it's okay. You cannot give up on good minerals. What are we going to do against chemical pollution? Not so much besides avoided chemicals. However, there are certain kind of herbs that can help protect you from the chemical, especially the petrochemicals that mimic the female hormone estrogen. We talk about it many times. We provide, I believe, the best combination of herbs. We even provide you a whole diet that shows you how to use food to work for you instead of against you, how to basically protect yourself from these cancer-causing chemicals. And now, let's go high a little bit, Marty and Brandy. What
yes.
happened is the combination of assaults, it's radiation and chemicals and a bad diet and a stress that eventually will take people down. So for a warrior diet follower or for a warrior, you've got to really understand it. You cannot just say the danger do not exist. You really need to make the best choices of food. Put all the colors together. Put all the combination. It's there on the book. Put the right combination of food. Take the right vitamin. Cover your bases, okay? And also take the herbs that protect you from chemical. So it's coming down now to an overall lifestyle and diet, which is not complicated. It's very simple. It's very simple. And remember, one the element at a time will not help you. Finally, it's timing of meals. We talked about it also a couple of times. Even if you do mistakes, and even if you miss something for a couple of days, the body is still an amazing survival mechanism that can kick everything up back to where you need to be. The body can come back with a vengeance. Even when it's missing some nutrient, it will find a way to survive. Just give it a chance. One of the best ways to do it is to help the body detoxify. Minimize the amount of food, especially the cooked food or the processed food that you eat during the daily hours of the day. This is the time that the body removes toxin and burn fat. Don't interfere. Don't stand against your body tendency to detoxify and burn fat.
What's the worst meal of the day?
Obviously, it's breakfast. Obviously. But saying all that, if you did train hard early in the morning, you should have a recovery meal. Call it whatever you want. I call it recovery. So if you did exercise hard during the early hours of the day, have a recovery meal after that. Have a light protein, or have yourself even a cook. You could cook some eggs, put some, you know, as Marty did, some maybe carrots or greens together with it.
Make an omelet,
but you really need, I mean...
You got to train like a savage,
exactly.
Though, people. That's the thing. If you just
exactly.
go in there and you're yawning your way through your workout and you're talking to your neighbor and you're handling the same dinky ass poundage and you're just going through the motions, then you don't deserve a recovery meal. People.
You couldn't say it better. And I want to say something about Marty. He said that I'm humble. He's much more humble than I am. Believe me, That guy is one of the strongest guy.
Used to be.
I know. He still is. He's kicking ass like nothing else. This is a champion powerlifter with a vision. But he's not just a powerlifter. He's a visionary. He's a writer. He's an artist. He's a musician. And when he trained, believe me, his character, he's a killer. I mean, I believe this is one of the toughest guy, not just stronger, that I know. So when he trained for 30 minutes, he trained like what people train for a year, okay? So...
Because, if you do it right, you don't have long, people. Anybody who tells me they weight train for 2 hours a day, immediately I think, you're obviously either not going heavy enough or hard enough.
Absolutely.
Well, a lot of it is ignorance. I mean, that's the bottom line.
No,
you know?
A lot of it is a low pain tolerance.
Oh, okay.
I'm being very serious.
No, I know you are.
People do not want to do anything that is discomforting.
That's correct. Well, everybody, we're going into our last break. We want you to please join us after the break as we get more into the warrior within and how we can help you release it.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Holistic living is nutrition for not just your body, but your mind and your soul. Holistic nutrition goes far beyond the foods that we eat or the supplements that we take. Discover natural means to heal your body and regain your innate healing powers. That's Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for your weekly dose of good holistic living.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, this is the last segment. It's not going to be long. I just want to tell you, we'll talk at this segment about what really is missing. What is missing in our diet? What really missing? What are the nutrients that are missing to help us survive? But let me briefly tell you something that I saw in the nightly news yesterday. Major network. Oh, they show what we talked a year ago, okay? They show that how doctors now find evidence that baby product in plastic or plastic bottle in baby put the baby on a danger of hypertension, retardation, and cancer or something like this. Hey, maybe not retardation, but definitely hypertension, ADD, and cancer. Hey, so, but they say, well, there's no conclusive evidence, but parents, obviously there's no solution, but parents should be recommended to consider, maybe moving to glass bottle. You know, that pissed me off because, first of all, there's almost no company that does glass bottle. So what's missing today is awareness. What's missing today is awareness of the market, which is dumb and corrupted. Because people know the truth. The evidence is there. They still do plastic. I had a service of a company that sent us in California, plastic bottles, you know, for the office and everything, because the tap water are also contaminated. But I decided to change it. So I was talking to this woman on the other line, and she tried to bullshit me. Oh, the FDA approve us, and this and that. I said, FDA doesn't mean nothing to me, your approval. Do you have any other safety document? We are very safe. We definitely got awarded of being economically recycle-friendly or something. I say, can you show me a certificate? She say, well, we don't have a certificate back. I say, you know what? Leave me alone. Go and pack up your stuff because I don't want to use it anymore. And quite honestly, it's a problem for me and for other people because there are very few companies today which are seriously health-oriented and provide glass bottles. I found some kind of a company. We are trying to negotiate to see if we can provide the services to everybody. I'm not sure we will be able, but I will advertise the company anyway in my website, warriordiet.com. What's missing today is orientation, okay? And what's missing today is a few other things. Number one, we talked on the last show on Food for Sex about the importance of vitamin A. Most people today, unknowingly, could be deficient of the right combination of vitamin A. We talked before about combining food together. Really, honestly, get to the habit of getting more orange and red in your diet. Not a little bit, more. If you go to an airplane, okay, and if you go to the road, tomato juice, it's been served everywhere, even in cheap flight. You can always get tomato juice. It's always better than the other crap that you can get there, okay? If you can. Also, pack yourself with baby food. You go to the road. Take yourself strained carrots, you know, string beans or peas. They are organic. They are in glass containers. They are babies. Okay, get yourself some teaspoon with it. But it can always nourish you if you don't have an excess. Good protein. I told you, we provide with one of the best protein for the road. Easy to pack. I take it with me to the airplane. You know, it's dry. It's not a liquid. You can even eat the powder. So,
and don't forget the bars, Ori.
The bars are also extremely handy, very good tasting, and very well designed, so they are safe.
You can keep them in your pocket.
You can keep it in the pocket. You can pick it in your bag any way that you want. And also, nuts. Nuts are not perishable. Believe me, they can survive cross-country, cross-globe, cross-everything, overseas flights. California nuts, obviously, are the best. We are very spoiled here. But I do believe that you can get California nuts in other states if you go to places like Trader Joe's. They're doing a wonderful job. Okay, other nuts like pecans, walnuts, or pumpkin seeds, if they're local, they're good. When you go on the road and you shop, in many cases you can find bananas on the road. Banana is a wonderful fruit. Hey, Marty, it tastes good. There's a peel. You can see by the color if it's good or not. If it's fresh, ripe, and good, go and kill it one banana at a time. Not 10 bananas at a time.
And also be sure and frequent your local farmers' markets.
Yes.
You would also be amazed how much more reasonable the produce is by the local farmers compared to the supermarket prices.
Exactly. And if you're confused, you're on the road, if you're confused, remember, you want to go as low as possible on the food chain. So if you're not sure, if you have the vegetables that we just discussed, if you find a good protein, it could come from an omelet, it could come from a fish, it could come from beans.
It could come from a Warrior bar.
Or it could come from the Warrior bar, or it could come from the Warrior milk, okay? If you have a vegetable and a protein, okay, and a source of fuel, it could be beans or it could be nuts. You're fine. You're fine. You're, in fact, in a great diet, even though it's not comfortable. You're on the road, you're in a truck, or you're in a car. You are fine. In fact, you're eating better than most people who live in the city and go to a frou-frou French restaurant and intoxicate themselves inside.
Or the fast food joint.
Or the fast food joint. Fast food, we already know. But you know what? Even on fast food today, you can get a salad. Not a great one, okay? Not a great one. But you can find choices, okay? How many times, you know, I eat late dinner at 2 o'clock in the morning at Denny's? Survive it pretty well, you know. They have nice omelets. I had some string beans from the can. The waitress almost fainted on her, asked her to give me 10 or 12 servings just to get enough string beans. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, I had my and a little salad, you know, if you can call it like this. But the day after I did a seminar, I was in a good shape, you know, I felt good. You do the best you can. If you know the principle, you're fine. If you can't get an access to organic, then don't freak out. Stress is not good for you, you know. So 1 or 2 days without organic is not going to kill you. But if you have the vitamins and if you have the Estro-X, the anti-chemicals, herbs that we produce, at least you're pretty much covered. So that cover, I believe, nutrition for the road, and that cover more or less what you miss in your nutrients. What you miss is in many cases is the color and the amount of the color.
Ori?
Yes.
I got to ask you this before we sign off. What's on the horizon for you? Have you got any seminars coming up? What's going on? Are we going to see you out there anywhere?
Yes, there are constantly workshops that are happening here in the weekend. This Monday, actually, I'm training 2 people from the Bruce Lee School. They are coming to be certified on the Warrior Diet.
Good.
And the CFT, the Control Fatigue Training. And we are planning, actually, to do, it's on a plan right now, a big seminar in Australia. We are coming now soon. We're going to advertise a whole new program of workshop because so many people apply here. And I think I'm going to work now to establish a very good way of helping the dedicated Warrior Diet individual get the attention that they need, get the help that they need. Because, Marty, you know what's the problem? We have a lot of followers, but...
Only one Ori.
It's only one me, and there are great guys out there who don't get enough attention because many, many emails coming from people who are actually just want to bother you with questions. Not bother me, just they're not dedicated. So there is a much that I can do to answer. So we find a way to give people a better chance now. If those who want, dedicated, want to excel, to give them a better chance to get the attention and the training that they need in order to get maximum result in the case to become leaner, stronger, and healthier.
And not bitter.
Yes, and not bitter. And go and check the information you're going to find soon at warriordiet.com, or you can call here to 818-342-1927 regarding Warrior Diet Workshop or CFT training workshops.
Everybody, thank you for listening to the show this week. Be sure to join us next week for another informative show. And in the meantime, visit us at warriordiet.com. If you've got any questions or comments, email us at info@warriordiet.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Brandy. Thank you, Marty.
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.